And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. It goes woo, all the way from the Tennessee line down to from Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good. And next Monday, we go live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Going to be on WGOW out of Chattanooga. Looking forward to making it a regional show. So thank you very much. We look forward to being with you guys in Tennessee on a more in-depth basis coming up next Monday. By the way, you can always follow the show no matter where you are in the whole wide world by going to the World Wide Web. Why? Because we stream the show every single day. So on audio and video, I mean, you can watch the inner workings of the Right Side Studio, but you can, yeah, go to YouTube, go to Twitch, go to Rumble, go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. You can go to two places on Twitter or X, at @SendPhilWilliams is my address on Twitter, at @rightside_media is the company address. And we have the show broadcasting right now. That's how Charlene listens to the show. More often than not, she winds up just listening to it on her phone. So just know this, if you go to one of those platforms and you're listening to us, if there's a like or a subscribe option, we would greatly appreciate it if you would. Number one, it'll help you find us quicker next time because, and there's no charge. You just click on that, and that way it always goes to what you subscribe to for you. But it helps us grow as a company. The more we have in terms of subscriptions or likes or follows, those platforms give us expanded capability. So do us the favor and do that. It would mean the world to us and help us grow. Right Side Media, we are doing some crazy cool stuff right now. We got four separate podcast lines out. We got the audio podcast of the radio show, which has like almost 300,000 downloads now. We've got, of course, the daily radio show. We got an op-ed that comes out every week in like 18 different newspapers around the region. So Right Side Media, stay with us, man. Sky's the limit. We're going places.
Yeah, if you want to see a bunch of liberals go after Phil on the content that's up on the YouTube, go check it out. It's pretty funny.
If they're screaming at you, you're doing something right.
And it's funny because I'm sitting there and I'm like, they're going after you, but I'm the one sitting here reading this. I'm the one reading it. And I'm just amused.
All right, dipper number two, the driving tax. What the heck? New York City, by the way, you know, this is like California in a sense. I can't stand their politics, but I love New York City. I mean, it's one of those places that it was a bucket list item for Charlene and I to get up there and go to some Broadway shows and, you know, spend time in the Big Apple. And we did a few years ago. They just entered a new realm of taxation in New York City. Pray tell, Phil, what could it be? Well, they have now what they call the congestion charge. No, that does not mean if you're stopped up. No, it's cold season. I got to pay a tax. No, it's about driving. The first congestion charge scheme for vehicles in the U.S. is now coming to effect, says the BBC. Phil, you went to the BBC? I did. Because you know why? Because the BBC has dealt with this. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But just the other day, car drivers will now have to pay up to $9 a day for driving in downtown New York City. $9 a day. And if they take a picture of your car and you don't have the requisite markings indicating you have paid your permit fee, then you're going to have they have 1,400 cameras they put up now. 1,400 traffic cameras are now there to collect taxes. They've got like 110 different detection points with a total of 1,400 cameras surveying the traffic. And they're putting up 800 signs that tell everybody. I mean, it's just gross, to be honest.
That can't be illegal, can it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, first of all, I look at this and say, whatever happened to being able to face your accuser?
Yeah.
Because sure. You can't go to court and say, this picture was sent to me of my car driving in downtown, and that's not me. Well, I'm sorry, sir. It appears to be you. I'd like to face my accuser. Well, it was a camera. What do you do?
Yeah.
But yeah, allegedly it's supposed to ease New York's notorious, like, you know, traffic downtown. That's just part of being in the big metro area. But what they're really trying to do is raise billions of dollars for public transport. That's what they're doing. They want you to ride on the subways where people get murdered. That's what they want you to do. They want you to take the bus. So yeah, $9 a day to enter what's known as the congestion zone at peak hours, and then $2.25 at other times of the day. Small trucks and non-commuter buses pay $14.40 to enter Manhattan at peak times. It's just unreal. You're going to have to start buying what's known as the Easy Pass bill. So you're going to wind up having to pay. It's like a toll to be where you, I mean, if you work in downtown, sorry, public transportation or pay the fines. That is what happens in liberal land. But by the way, they're already seeing pitfalls. Go figure. New York Post reports as of yesterday, commuters who were driving across what's known as the Ed Koch Queensboro Bridge, which has been toll-free for its entire life, are suddenly trapped because the way the traffic flows across that bridge, there's a turnaround point where you may have to go around to get away from Manhattan, but if you're not careful, you're in Manhattan without meaning to, but because you came across the bridge, you're constrained, and therefore you're suddenly in a tax zone. Without meaning to, without having intent to be there. You're just shuttled into it. So it says people driving across Queens will also get charged. There's no way to avoid the congestion zone just to get onto the bridge. So you're wanting to get out. There's another point. You're wanting to depart. You didn't even go into Manhattan except to get to the bridge that takes you home. Guess what? Got to pay a toll just to be able to go home. You're passing through. Sorry, we need your money. I've got a map here of the congestion zone. And it's just like, how do you keep track of, I'm holding the camera. How do you keep track of this? Well, that's the thing. There are already apps and online mapping that are teaching people how to avoid it. So what's going to wind up happening? I mean, they say it's to ease congestion. Okay, to some degree, it probably will ease congestion. What it's really doing is just raiding people's wallets. But this is what happened in, do you remember we talked about this on the show about a year ago? London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who is a notorious liberal, decided he was going to ease the traffic in what he called a ULEZ zone, an ultra low emission zone. Yeah. So London now has 96% of all vehicles have to be compliant. They're not only looking at who's driving, they're looking at what you're driving in London. So when they have cameras everywhere, every stinking where, it is one of the most surveilled cities in the world. And they are using them now, these ULEZ cameras, to gauge who's driving. Do they have the proper pass? And are they driving what is known as a ultra-low emission zone vehicle. So not only are they trying to reduce congestion, they're trying to force you into a vehicle you don't want. It's unbelievable. Well, they raised so much money on this at first that the mayor decided to make it all of London. So it's not just like one zone now, it's all of London. Which, what does that tell you? With liberals, it's never enough. There will always be a ramp up. If they see a buck, they want two. They will not ever turn away from the opportunity to take money out of your pocket. And so the ULEZ has now been expanded to all of London's 32 boroughs. And it's allegedly going to tackle air pollution. What it does, though, is it makes people that can't afford it and are just working folks that are trying to drive to work now have to buy a more expensive, newer vehicle in order to pass the inspections to be allowed to drive to work. In all of London. Y'all, that's like all of New York City. London is massive. The idea, okay, well, here's where it gets really bad. There are people now that are protesting to the point that there's a group, and I mentioned it yesterday, they call themselves Blade Runners. They go out in the dark of night wearing ski masks with saws, and they start cutting down cameras.
I don't condone illegal activity, but that's pretty sick.
Pretty sick in a good way?
It's pretty sick, yeah. Yeah, yes, it is. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty brassy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Man's got some kahunas. So yeah, London is being hit by, they call it vandalism, which technically it is, but they're heroes to the common man. They have a huge following on social media now. They go out in the dark of night. They get up to a post. They crank up the power saw. One person stands guard, another person's filming it, and then the other person just starts cutting that saw down, and then they attack the camera once it hits the ground so that it can't be reused. And then they basically send a warning to the government that, you know, this is going to continue to happen. You're causing distress and anxiety. Stop it. It just, by the way, one guy, this is London now, one guy, what's his name? Joseph Nichols. This is just about 2 months ago. It was just sentenced to, he was given a prison sentence of 10 months for daring to post supportive statements on Facebook about the Blade Runners.
Oh, how dare he?
Yeah. He basically said things on social media that the government didn't like about the big heavy taxation slash social engineering experiment they were doing called ULEZ, and he's now gotten a prison sentence out of it. They suspended it for 18 months, meaning he's basically on probation, but they also stiffed him with some big fines.
That's England for you.
That's, which is unbelievable. I got a call I'll take real quick for the break. Mike from Harvest. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir, and how's Mr. Field today, sir?
I'm good. I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I was. You were talking about the taxation there in New York and such.
Yeah.
And the folks cutting those cameras up, yeah, they are vandals, but you know, they're heroic vandals. So,
yeah. They're Robin Hood vandals.
I was calling about, there's a county in North Carolina, I think it's Ballard, where when Hurricane Helene went through, all these people lost their houses, but the county's trying to collect property taxes on those non-existent houses. And they've told them that they won't be reassessed again until 2026 or so. Yeah. You may want to take a look at that if you haven't already.
No, that's crazy, but I don't doubt it. Like I said, government sees a dollar, and good luck ever getting them to stop looking at the dollar. They'll look at it and see it twice. I've got a situation right now for a client in my law firm that was paying her property taxes and was told that, when do you want to pay the rest of it? She said, what rest of it? It turns out they had been duly assessing the property to two different people who both thought they had a deed to the property for 20 years collecting taxes from two different places. It's just unbelievable. You got to watch government, man. They've never seen a dollar they didn't like.
Nope. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill, you have a wonderful day, and I hope you have a wonderful New Year. And I hope both of you are horribly wrong about the snow in Huntsville, because I want zero.
All right, we'll see you, man. Take care.
Okay,
right,
sir.
Got to run to a break. Let's take a break right now. We'll come right back, and I'll tell you. So this whole thing about driving tax, this is what liberals do. They're trying to drive you out of driving. You hear that? Drive you out of driving. Drive you out of driving, and yet I've got other ways they're looking at doing it. I'll tell you about those right here in the U.S. when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. All right, so let me say a couple things and I'll run to the phones before I run out of time. So one of the other ways they're trying to get you on the driving tax. Yeah, that's what it is. There's a new movement that's making its way around that's already being touted in Maryland. They've got a pilot program in California. There's even been discussion in Tennessee. Come on, Tennessee. About charging drivers based on the number of miles they drive. Now, let me just point out, those of y'all that are heavy commuters, commercial truck drivers, how do you live with this? But here's the other thing. Actually, there's two other things that you need to know. There's only one way they can do that, and that's for them to get the information from you. And since they never trust you, what does that mean? They're going to put a device in your car to monitor. That's what will happen. You'll have some. Listen, they just will. Why do I know that? Because they already have been. Why do you think that Progressive Insurance gave you a discount for safe driving? They caused you to put a chip in your car that reported your driving habits. And if you weren't safe, you didn't get the discount. Well, the same is going to be done for the government. They're going to put a chip in your car and they're going to monitor your driving habits. And oh, by the way, they're going to also charge you in some places for how many miles you drive. That's their workaround. They're worried. Oh, wait, we said electric cars. Oh my gosh, what do? We use gas taxes to build roads. Now what? Oh my gosh. Let's monitor their driving habits, make them pay by the mile. Wonderful. Did you know? I did not know this till I was getting ready for the show today. Did you know that within the Biden-sponsored infrastructure bill, in the $1 trillion, 2,700-page infrastructure bill, that on page 508, there is a national motor vehicle per mile user fee pilot program planned. I kid you not. I've got a story here from the Washington Policy Institute, much like the Alabama Policy Institute. A per mile user fee program would have drivers pay for every mile, and there is a embed in the infrastructure bill that was passed by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that would require this pilot program to be pursued. I got just about 2 minutes before I go to the break. Let me go to the phones real quick. Tom with all the kids. Hey, Tom with all the kids from Huntsville. How are you? Oh, did we lose him?
Yep, sounds like we did.
Rats. Tom with all, one of the kids got hold of the phone.
Probably. Yeah.
In case you didn't hear, it's one of our new guys who calls in. He just called in for the first time yesterday. Tom with all the kids has 18 children.
That's impressive.
18.
He said he had a good story about getting pulled over in New York City too. So it's a shame.
Listen, I'm going to bet that they had, I mean, you have to have an 18-passenger van, two of them, just to get everybody to, like, church on Sunday.
Yeah, that's, I don't even know if they make a big, you need an 18-wheeler. Just put it on the back.
All right, let me go back to that real quick, because I know I got about a minute and a half now before the break. So, yes, WashingtonPolicy.org is where you can go to see it. This story came out in 2021, well after the bill had been passed. The $1 trillion, 2,700-page infrastructure bill buried on page 508 is a, quote, national motor vehicle per mile user fee pilot program, end quote. The purpose will be to test the feasibility of a national per mile charge as well as increase public awareness of what the policy change could look like. I'll tell you what it'll look like. It'll look like, you know, riots in the streets is what it'll look like. It'll look like people protesting in a big way. It'll look like people marching on the Capitol again. Just saying. Anyway, what it would do, supposedly, was project a plan by which drivers would pay for every mile they drive rather than paying their taxes at the pump. Yeah. They push everybody to EVs, and suddenly they realize they might lose a dollar. What are they going to do? Get the dollar back. So the bottom line is, they're trying to reduce or replace state and federal taxes with a system in which everybody pays regardless of what kind of vehicle you use. Listen, I'm just saying, that ain't going to fly. There's no way in the world everyone's going to allow you to monitor you. By the way, what do you do if you have an older vehicle? What if I ever get back to a classic Mustang again? You're not loading a computer chip in that thing. What do you do? How do you manage that? Then you're going to make me have a permit just to drive? Well, I already do that, don't I? It's called a license with a tag. I mean, where does it stop? Bottom line is, this ain't going to fly. I'm talking about free America rising up. All right, stay tuned. We're coming right back with the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.